Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
I just got off the phone with one of my sources over at Keeler's headquarters. Sherry was there, meeting privately with Keeler.
Meeting Keeler about what?
He didn't know, David.
I came here because I can guarantee you a win in November. David Palmer is an accessory to murder. David lied to the chief of police last night in order to provide an alibi for me.
Why are you lying to me?
I screwed up earlier. The SAT transmission on my system was forged by my own people.
Making a mistake is one thing. Covering it up is another. I can't let you stay in place. I am taking over command of CTU now.
I made a mistake, Jack.
No, Tony. You made two.
I'm going to let you speak to your husband. Tell him that you're okay and you're being treated well.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't let them do this, Thomas.
That's enough. If Jane is not released when I order it, your wife dies. That's all you need to know. Are we clear?
From this point on, I'm assuming control of CTU. Tony Almeida has stepped down.
I'm taking Jane Saunders to division. Here's the order. We're leaving right now.
Okay.
We're going out this way here.
Where are all the guards?
We don't need those guards anymore.
Jack! Tony locked me in here! Saunders has Michelle. He's using her as leverage to get his daughter out.
This is Almeida. We're out. I've got her.
I'll give you further instructions in 20 minutes.
Exit security. I need a 20 on Tony Almeida.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Chloe, I want you to pull up all the surveillance tape from every exit in this building. I want you to focus on the last 10 minutes.
Adam, have you linked up with traffic surveillance yet?
I'm working on it with Caltrans.
Jack, I just heard Tony took Jane Saunders out of the building without authorization.
That's right.
Why?
Saunders has Michelle. He wants to trade her for his daughter.
Jane Saunders is the only leverage we have.
Trust me, Chase, I know that.
I got him. He left the building 3 minutes ago and drove off the premises 90 seconds later.
Adam, he's in a silver SUV.
Chase, I want you to prep a tactical team. Be ready to move as soon as I give you an order.
I got him. Jack, he's on 5th, about a half a mile from here, heading east.
I'll call you from the car.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Tony hits a red light and stops suddenly.
Son of a bitch.
Are you okay?
It's just traffic.
You've been acting all weird since we left.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on right now.
You never really explained why you wanted to transfer me to this division place.
I told you.
I know what you told me. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I don't have the time to explain it to you right now.
Michelle watches Saunders and his henchmen from her prison room.
Almeida got my daughter out of CTU. You need to be ready to move the moment I tell you.
When are you calling Almeida with instructions?
15 minutes. I'll be with Frederick.
With Saunders gone, Michelle taunts the henchman guarding her door.
At least 800 people are dead or dying in the Chandler Plaza Hotel because Saunders released a weaponized virus into the ventilation system. What the media is reporting is a cover story. They're deflecting the truth to avoid mass panic. You'll be infected along with everyone else. No matter what he's paying you, it's not worth losing your life.
Chase back at Field Ops.
Jack's in pursuit of Tony. Move out as soon as we get a location on Saunders, understand? Good. Kim.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I'm working with a team that's monitoring my father. I thought you were setting up a tactical unit.
Yeah, I am. We have to wait until we get a location on Saunders. Until then, we're pretty much on standby. Right. Listen. Before I have to go back out there, I want to talk to you.
About what?
About us. I need to know whether there's going to be an us.
Look, I've been thinking about it a lot, and the baby changes everything.
It doesn't change the way I feel about you.
Look, let's forget about me for a second. You have a daughter and a job that won't let you be with her.
Is that you talking or your father?
My dad would be the first one to admit it. He wasn't the greatest dad. And it wasn't because he didn't love me. I know he loved me. It was because of his job.
If I transferred out of Field Ops, Would you consider staying with me?
I want to stay with you. And I would raise a child with you, Chase. I just won't raise one for you.
Kim and Chase exchange long, meaningful glances. 10:08. Four-track Jack hot in pursuit of renegade Tony.
Adam, is he still on Fifth Street?
No, I lost him. He must have turned between Jarvis and Hill.
Widen the search.
I am. Okay, Jack, I've got him. He's going south on Vine, two blocks below Hill. You can save some time by cutting.
Okay, I got it.
Jack makes a sudden, sharp turn to the right.
He's hit traffic at Fillmore. You might be able to intercept on Grant.
Tony powers on, oblivious to Jack's looming presence.
Look, I know you're lying to me. I know you're not taking me to Division.
You're fine, Jane, all right?
At least tell me where we're going. Where are you taking me?
Back to your father.
My father? Why?
He's holding my wife hostage. He'll kill her if I don't take you back to him.
So basically, you're kidnapping me.
I'm sorry.
After everything he's done, how can you be sure he'll do what he says? How do you know he won't kill your wife anyway?
I don't have a choice. I wish I did, but I don't.
A fatalistic calm seems at odds with a bright morning rush, and is shattered by the sudden appearance of a black four-track that shoots out of a side street and forces Tony off the road. Tony swerves violently and smashes into some trash cans. An armed man threatens Tony with his gun. It's Jack.
Tony, put the gun on the gas! Put the gun on the gas now!
Outmaneuvered and utterly defeated, Tony surrenders his gun onto the dashboard.
Slowly get out of the car.
Tony obeys immediately, his hands raised in submission.
Jay, stay where you are. Everything's gonna be fine. Saunders has Michelle.
I know.
He wants to make a trade. Michelle for his daughter.
I know, I can't let that happen.
I almost lost her once today, Jack. I'm not losing her again.
Tony, listen to me. I understand exactly how you're feeling. I've been there.
And you handle it just like me. You kept everyone else out of it.
Tony, this is different. Millions of lives are at stake.
Our rules apply to other people, but not to you, right, Jack?
Tony, just calm down. Okay, come on.
You help me make this trade, I'll turn myself in. Go to prison, whatever's gotta happen.
I can't do it. We need Jane to lure her father in.
Even if it means Michelle's gotta die.
Michelle doesn't have to die. We can string Saunders along. I need you to start working with me. Chase has already got a strike team moment.
No. Saunders sees I brought CTU into this. He kills Michelle.
He's not going to know we're there. Tony, where are you meeting him? Tony, you don't have a choice right now. You've got to work with me on this. Where is the meeting? Come on. Where are you meeting him?
He wants me to be at a public payphone at the corner of Taylor and Vine in 5 minutes. He'll give me further instructions from there.
Thank you. You're doing the right thing.
Jack climbs into Tony's car, and Tony reluctantly follows. 10:12. End of part one. Part two. 10:16.
Quarantined areas are circled in red. Now, as far as we know, we have containment.
We're still not certain.
No, but we can't really be certain for hours. Maybe days. David, listen, the press is breathing down Jerry's neck pretty hard. Now, he thinks we should release a statement.
I already have. I've closed down public transportation, and I've told the people to stay in their homes. We have F-18s patrolling the skies.
Yeah, but we haven't revealed the exact nature of this threat, and the press is picking up on that.
We have 10 million people spread out over a 4,000 square mile area. If even a small percentage decide to leave at the same time, it will ignite a public panic beyond anything we could control. The right thing to do is to withhold the truth until we're sure the virus is contained.
I'll tell Jerry to hold off on the press as long as he can.
Palmer is left alone in the briefing room.
Mr. President.
Yes, Jeannie.
Senator Keeler's here to see you.
Have him brought in?
Yes, sir.
10:17. A very grave, chisel-faced Senator Keeler is shown officially in.
Thank you.
Hello, John.
Mr. President.
Please, take a seat.
Thank you, I'll stand.
You can imagine my surprise when I was told that you wanted to see me. Are you withdrawing from the race?
Mr. President, with respect to the death of Alan Milliken, I know you lied to the police.
Excuse me?
You obstructed the investigation of a capital crime.
That's a baseless charge, John. Though I've come to expect this kind of recklessness from you.
No, sir, it is neither baseless nor reckless. This is a photograph of the nitroglycerin medicine that would have saved Milliken's life if it hadn't been kept from him. You told the police Sherry was with you at the time of Milliken's death. Her fingerprints on this prescription bottle prove otherwise. Now, the last thing this country needs is to have its president dragged through the mud for complicity in a murder.
Why are you showing me this, John? What do you want?
Your resignation. Not immediately, of course. But once this crisis you're dealing with is over, you can resign with whatever face-saving reason you want to give.
Get out of here.
I'm offering you the chance to leave office with honor, to control how your legacy is written. It's a good deal, David. You should take it.
As Keeler leaves with a smug air of triumph, Palmer contemplates the photograph left by Keeler of Alan Milliken's medicine bottle bearing Sherry's fingerprints. 10:20. Jack and Tony arrive at the rendezvous location and park opposite a public phone booth.
He's gonna call in 1 minute. I should go to the phone.
Okay, as soon as Saunders tells you where he wants the exchange to take place, you need to reject the location. We need to force him into picking a secondary location so Chase has time to embed his teams.
If I don't show up where and when Saunders wants me to, he's gonna kill Michelle.
Not as long as we have his daughter.
What if he doesn't go for it?
Don't give him a choice. You've got some leverage here, Tony. Use it.
All right, I need to go.
Tony paces over to the payphone and attaches a listening device to the receiver.
Kidnapped his wife because of me?
Something like that.
And now you want to use me as bait to get to him?
We're going to do whatever we have to stop your father from releasing this virus. Stay here, we'll be right back.
Jack joins Tony at the payphone and places one end of the listening device into his ear. But two men wait. Tony, much more anxiously than Jack. Tony picks up the receiver.
Where are we meeting?
First, let me speak with my daughter.
No. You can talk to her when we make the exchange.
All right. Bring her to an industrial park 3 miles north of where you are, on Morton Road. Her car will be waiting at loading dock 22.
Now, choose a new place that doesn't work.
Make it work. You've got 10 minutes to get to the industrial park, or your wife will die.
If we meet there, we all die.
severely.
CTU has redundant satellite surveillance in that area. They're dedicating all their resources to finding me right now. If you want your daughter back safely, you pick a new spot.
I am not negotiating terms, Mr. Almeida. I've planned too long and too hard for this day, and I will do whatever it takes to make sure nothing interferes. Even if it means sacrificing my daughter.
Jack hangs up.
You need to understand my commitment, Mr. Almeida.
What the hell are you doing? He wasn't going for
it. He's testing you. He's heard what you had to say. He'll phone back. Now hang up the phone.
How do you know?
Because right now he thinks I'm going to kill his daughter. The only reason why he exposed himself is to make sure that she's still safe.
Maybe that's what you do, Jack. But you're not Saunders. No matter how well you think you know this guy, you're not him. This isn't a game, Jack. We're talking about my wife.
Michelle's got a better chance of surviving if we control the ground where the exchange is supposed to take place.
But protecting her is not your priority, is it? If she were to get killed, that would be an acceptable loss, wouldn't it? My God, Jack. Didn't you learn anything from what happened to Terry?
Shut up, Tony. Shut up!
Jack angrily pushes Tony and waves a finger of warning in his face. Tony walks away in disgust.
Tony!
Just because you sacrificed your wife for this job doesn't mean I'm going to sacrifice mine!
The sound of the phone ringing again acts like cold water on Tony's impassioned senses. He stops dead and turns to look at Jack square in the eye. He marches back with newfound clarity of purpose and picks up the phone.
I'm here.
Make no mistake, this is your first and your last accommodation.
Yeah, just tell me where you want to make the exchange.
Downtown, under the 6th Street Bridge.
Under the 6th Street Bridge.
Be there in 30 minutes. But if I see that you've brought anyone else into this, I will kill your wife.
Dick Gray.
Tony walks away from Jack in disgust again. 10:28. Chase briefs his team.
Tony Almeida's gonna make the exchange, but until we get confirmation that Saunders is on site, we stay invisible. I'll sign positions on the way out. Let's go. What is it?
Satellite pictures of 6th Street Bridge.
As for real-time feed, Kim. Sam?
We'll have it to you by the time you're on site.
What about air support?
We're coordinating with the Marines. They'll move on your order. Look, Chase. Please be careful.
Don't worry about me, I'll be fine.
Chloe, how much time before you can set up a real-time satellite feed for the 6th Street Bridge?
Do you really think Chase is going to quit field ops to start a family? He won't.
I don't know where you're getting this from, but it's none of your business.
I've known Chase for 3 years. You've been dating him for 3 months.
And your point being?
He might be a great guy, but he's just like your father. They're both the same person. So if you're expecting him to leave this for the suburbs, you should revise your expectations.
When can you uplink a satellite feed?
10 minutes.
Then do it.
I'm just trying to be a friend, Kim, that's all.
10:30. Palmer on his cell phone.
Hello?
You've gone too far this time, Sherry.
Oh, you know, I thought I might be hearing from you, David.
You sent Keeler over here to blackmail me into giving up my presidency?
Whoa, slow down. You mean Keeler paid you a visit?
You know damn well he did, and you know why. Only one person could have given him that prescription bottle, and that's you.
Okay, supposing that was true, what then?
You could go to jail for murder.
You could go to jail too, David. You lied to the police, you told them that I was with you all night. Withholding evidence, obstruction of justice, those are serious crimes. I knew you always wanted to go down in the history books, David, but I'm not certain like this. Am I right?
What did Keeler offer you, Sherry?
Exactly what you should have offered me. Respect and a seat at the table. But instead, you called me up when you needed me, and then after I did your little dirty work, you threw me out like an old pair of shoes.
You know me, Sherry. Better than anyone. You know I won't be bullied. So before this goes too far, you better ask yourself a question. Are you willing to go to jail?
You know, David, I've asked myself that a million times. And the answer is, yes, I am willing to go to jail. The question is, are you? I didn't think so.
End of part two. Part three. 10:32. Jack en route.
I want the strike team split into two groups. Group A can take cover here. Group B back here. I want them briefed and ready to go as soon as we get there. If Saunders sees anyone other than Tony or his daughter, he's not going to make the approach.
What's the response time for air support?
30 seconds after I give the order.
I'll relay the coordinates.
I'll see you at the bridge.
You got it.
I know my father released the virus in the hotel. That people died. But do you really think he'll do what he's saying? Release it all over the country?
If we don't stop him, yes.
Why? There has to be a reason he's doing all of this.
When I worked with your father, he dedicated himself to saving the lives of innocent people. Something's happened to him. I don't know what. But now he believes our government's betrayed him.
Is he right?
There's no easy answer to that.
The work that your father did often demanded that he make seemingly impossible sacrifices. Whatever happened to your father in Bosnia was obviously a sacrifice he wasn't willing to make. I'm sorry.
Michelle screams, alone in her cell.
Shut up! No one can hear you. Shut up now!
No. The guard opens the door.
No. Oh, God. I said stop. Stop screaming.
Blood pours from her nose.
I've been infected. Help me. Help me. Oh, God.
Michelle tapes over the door lock.
No.
We got a problem here.
What's going on?
She has it.
She has the virus.
What are you talking about?
She's bleeding. She must have caught it at the hotel.
They wouldn't have released her without testing her. It's a trick.
She did it to herself.
She hits him with a brick.
Kevin, are you there? Kevin!
Michelle grabs the stricken man's gun and cell phone and makes her bid for freedom. Saunders and Frederick sprint through pools of shallow water and debris to arrive at the scene. They check the empty cell, then resume the chase. Michelle finds herself caught in a labyrinth of darkened underground corridors with no obvious way out. Saunders and Frederick shine torchlight through the gloom, but see no sign of her.
Okay, take B's corridor. Stop her from getting above ground, but do not shoot to kill.
10:35. Michelle desperately searches for a way to the surface. She comes to a crossroads of corridors and sees the distant flicker of torchlight. She quickly hides behind a wall, and an unknowing Stephen Saunders dashes past with gun in hand and disappears up a staircase. She turns to run and notices Frederick coming towards her from the other direction. She scarpers into a side room and hides behind a door. Meanwhile, Frederick searches a dilapidated toilet block and checks each of the cubicles one by one. Michelle tries to use the cell phone, but there is no carrier signal. Through some double doors, she can see some stairs that lead up to the street. She tries to push them open, but they're chained and locked. She forces the doors apart and runs up the stairs, only to find the exit has been fenced up and blocked with barbed wire. In a panic, she wrenches at the fencing and cuts her hand on the wire, all to no avail. She remembers the cell phone and makes a call.
GP O'Brien. Hello?
Chloe, can you hear me?
Whoever this is, I have a really bad connection. I've got a lot of stuff to do right now.
Chloe!
Saunders appears through an external door. Michelle is just able to run and hide out of sight in time. 10:41. Palmer studies Keeler's photograph.
So what did Keeler want?
My job. He has proof that Sherry was at Alan Milliken's tonight.
What? What proof?
Alan Milliken's prescription bottle turned up with Sherry's fingerprints on it.
How did he get a hold of this?
How do you think?
Sherry?
I talked to her a few minutes ago. She didn't even bother to deny it.
David, she's got to be bluffing. I mean, if this gets out, she goes to jail.
So will I. She figures I have more to lose than she does. And she's right.
What does Keeler want you to do?
Withdraw from the race. For whatever reason I choose. The party gets thrown into chaos. Whoever takes my place won't have a prayer in the election. And Keeler becomes president.
This is all my fault.
Hey, look. We both made mistakes. I'm the one who called Sherry.
The brothers place reassuring hands upon each other. Wayne turns something over in his mind.
There may be a way out of this.
How?
Without this, Sherry's got nothing, right?
What are you suggesting?
That we take away the only leverage she has.
You mean steal evidence? Oh, my God, Wayne.
Before you say no, you just think about this, okay? Now, I can call Fox, and he can make this all disappear. All you have to do is give me the okay.
Palmer paces back to his desk and considers the full weight of Wayne's words. He looks down for a long time before finally meeting Wayne's eyes with a look of dogged determination. Wayne reads his affirmative and immediately leaps into action. ...10:43. Chase is busy positioning his strike team beneath the 6th Street Bridge when Tony drives up in his SUV with Jack and Jane Saunders.
Stay with her. Is your strike team in place?
2 minutes, they'll be ready.
Are you sure they'll be out of sight?
They'll be invisible, Tony.
Okay. I'm gonna back Tony up here at the 6th Street Bridge.
We should get in position now.
Jack, priority call from Kim.
This is Jack.
Dad, I got Michelle on the line.
Is she with Saunders?
No, she said she got away from him.
Match her through.
Hold on.
Michelle, go ahead.
I got away from Saunders, but he's still after me.
Michelle, it's me. Where are you?
Wilshire. A block east of Olive.
Chase, send your strike team in now.
Chase, don't.
What are you talking about?
Michelle, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to let Saunders catch you again.
What are you, crazy?
You have to let the exchange go down. It's the only way we're going to catch him.
You want me to give myself up?
Yes, the exchange site is secure. I'll send our people in as soon as we know he's there.
Chase, redirect your people now. Chase,
Chase, order. Don't!
Jack, stay out of this!
Jack pulls a gun.
You are not in command here. Get him out of here now!
Yes, sir.
Now!
Jack. Jack, that's my wife, Jack, you son of a bitch! My wife! Jack!
We need this exchange to go through. Everything depends on it. Do you understand me?
Michelle, if he doesn't have you to trade, he's not going to go through with this meeting. Look, we're not going to get another chance at this. Do you understand, Michelle?
Yes.
We're going to do everything we have to make sure you come out of this okay, but we've got to move now. Let's get our teams into position.
A stone's throw from freedom, with only an iron gate between her and the busy Los Angeles street. Michelle follows Jack's order, abandons her gun and cell phone under a bush, and runs courageously back through scented gardens towards the building that could have been her tomb. In a matter of moments, Saunders and Frederick appear with a vengeance, and snatch Michelle back into captivity. ...10:46. End of part 3. Part 4. 10:50. Wayne strides across a quiet basement car park with his tie loose and his hands in his pockets. He secretly meets a cold, weaselly-looking man called Bruce Foxton.
And I thought your brother was the kind of politician who would never lower himself to my level.
I need to recover something that could cause him a great deal of trouble.
What is it?
A bottle of medicine. It was taken from a crime scene.
Has it been admitted into evidence?
No. It's in the possession of Sherry Palmer, the president's ex-wife. Now, I have a pretty good idea where she is right now, and I can partially reconstruct where she's been since she stole it.
What kind of time frame are we looking at?
Hours, Foxton, not days.
Has this operation been authorized by the president?
What difference does that make? He'll get your money.
I'm not worried about that. I just need to know who I'm working for.
My brother knows what you're doing.
Not that I don't trust you, but I'd like to hear it from him.
Fine.
Wayne begins to dial.
That's proof enough.
Let's go.
Foxton picks up a bag and they leave. 10:52. Under the 6th Street Bridge.
Chase's men have Saunders yet?
No one's coming yet.
Chase and his strike team crouch in readiness and wait behind abandoned tires and empty barrels just yards from Tony's car.
Look, Jack. Promise me you won't make a move on Saunders until Michelle is safe.
We're gonna move as soon as we've got a visual on Saunders, Tony. That's the way it's gotta go.
I know. I'm just asking you just to do what you can.
No, I will.
We got 3 cars headed in from the west.
Tony, they're coming. Are you ready?
Yeah.
10:53. 3 large 4-track vehicles crawl slowly towards the rendezvous point, as in some pre-rehearsed formation. Tony stands waiting behind his car. Chase discreetly monitors their every move through binoculars.
Windows are tinted. I can't see inside.
Jane watches from the relative safety of Tony's car as the 3 4-tracks grind to a halt, a pistol distance away. In one of the vehicles sits Michelle, guarded by Frederick, whose cell phone begins to ring.
Yeah.
Give her the phone. My preference is to turn you over to your husband, unharmed.
But I will kill you if anything goes wrong.
Michelle hands back the phone with an expressionless veneer of inner calm. Frederick opens the back door for her and clumsily unlocks the handcuffs that bind her to a handle. She's dragged out and forced to walk into a no-man's land of uncertainty, his gun pressed to her neck. Tony sees her and waits by his phone.
Yeah.
When I see my daughter, you get your wife.
Jane, I need you to get out of the car.
Frederick stands with Michelle just yards away, his gun still at her neck.
Everything's gonna be okay. I want you to walk over to your father's men.
Where's my father?
We don't know. this, Jean. I'm sorry. Look, Jean, you gotta trust me on this. Please go. Come on.
10:55. Jane tentatively walks forward. Michelle is pushed from behind by Frederick. The two women approach each other in the no-man's land between opposing cars and eye each other for the first time. An uncertain daughter and a hostage wife, both afraid of the outcome.
Jack, send your men in now.
We don't have a visual on Saunders. I repeat, we do not have a visual on Saunders.
Michelle smiles as she nears Tony, and her fear begins to melt. Jane glances back at Michelle several times. As she approaches the Saunders convoy, she sees Frederick's cruel, aggressive face beckon her, and fear begins to well up inside her. The closer she walks, the more she is lost in his grip, until panic brings her to a stop. Suddenly, Jane bolts back to Tony.
Jane! It's okay, come here!
Teams A and B move.
We've got a visual on Saunders.
Move now!
Having leapt out of his car, a shocked Saunders is caught in the open. The SWAT teams open fire and move in on Saunders' position. Tony shields Michelle and fires rapidly with his pistol. A massive firefight develops, killing Frederick instantly. As SWAT teams abseil from the bridge and begin to overwhelm their position, Saunders makes his escape, closely pursued by Jack. He jumps over a concrete wall and down into a pedestrian subway, desperate to get away. Unable to stop him with his gun, Jack jumps after him. The graffiti-clad walkway leads onto a concrete river channel. Jack fires again. Saunders stops and fires back, then sprints further along the concrete riverbank. A helicopter bears down and opens fire on Jack, forcing him to dive for cover.
I'm pinned down! Saunders has a helicopter! Call in air support now! I repeat, call in air support!
I need air support!
I've got a flight of two U.S. Marine F-18s just off the marina. Call sign Guardian Angel.
Copy that! Guardian Angel, this is Watchtower! We got hostile aircraft Vector Bravo Tango!
Two F-18 fighters jet their way along the riverbank as Chase's SWAT teams mop up the last of the convoy's ebbing resistance.
Jack, Marines are coming in. Take cover. Take cover.
Jack is pinned down by the helicopter's heavy machine gun, allowing Saunders to run unchallenged towards the pickup point. As he nears the hovering chopper, the F-18s dive out of the sky, high above the pylons, and one launches an air-to-air missile.
Let's go, let's go!
Before Saunders has a chance, the helicopter explodes in front of him, knocking him backwards onto the concrete.
Chopper's been taken out!
Fire and smoke leap into the air next to Saunders as the F-18s power their way through the morning sky and back to base. All is quiet back of the convoy. Chase and the team are in complete control. Jane looks on, dazed and uncertain about her future, as Tony and Michelle embrace, deep in the joy of final reunion. Meanwhile, Wayne drives a shady-looking Foxton through Los Angeles as a brooding Palmer contemplates the possible end of his presidency. And Jack threatens his gun at a winded, mass-murdering Saunders stretched out on the concrete below him.
Don't move! 11 vials of the virus are unaccounted for. Where are they?
It's not going to be that simple, Jack.
Steven, it's over.
It's not, Jack. It's just beginning.
Jack kicks him down again.
Where are the vials?
You can waste time trying to break me and kill millions of people. Or you can give me what I want.
Jack lowers his gun and radios in.
This is Jack Bauer. Saunders is in custody.
Behind them, the twisted, burning carcass of the helicopter juts out of a relentless, trickling river. Jack folds his arms in near relief around his troubled head. 11 a.m. The end.